This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. If you live in a Democrat-run state, you're probably going to be vaccinated at gunpoint against your will. Or at least there will be an attempt to force you to be vaccinated with an experimental vaccine for the coronavirus. And on top of that, check this out. You know, Trump is pushing the FDA to bypass all the usual quality control measures and fast track the AstraZeneca vaccine into approval status, emergency approval in the United States, which is insane. And that deserves another podcast all by itself, which I will talk about. But imagine if Trump fast tracks that vaccine, the FDA then approves it under emergency use, and then the Democrat governors mandate that vaccine for people who live in Democrat states. Number one, this is a trap for Trump because the vaccine will, of course, start killing people. And then guess who's going to get the blame? Oh, Trump, he ordered the FDA to skip the safety trials. And that's why the vaccine is dangerous. That's what the media will say. When, of course, we know that the vaccine is being engineered to kill people on purpose. But they'll blame Trump. As the bodies start piling up, they'll say, oh my God, this is a horrible president. He didn't let the FDA do their job. And they'll claim that the FDA normally has a very good safety track record, you know, protects Americans' lives, works in the interests of public health and public safety, but Trump didn't let them do their job. And that's why people are dying. You can hear it now. Very easy to predict this. But the other part of this is realizing that if you live in a Democrat state, the state thinks it owns your body. So whether you live in Virginia with Governor Northam, or you know California with Newsom, or New York with Cuomo, or wherever you live, these Democratic governors think they own your body. And there are probably quite a few Republican governors who think they own your body as well. Because let's face it, the vaccine industry has infiltrated and taken over all of politics, all of media, all of science, the med schools, education, everything. No one is allowed to question vaccines, ever, regardless of the evidence, regardless of their safety record, regardless of how many children are maimed and killed every year in America, you are not allowed to question vaccines. So we may see vaccine mandates even in Republican-controlled states, although it's going to start in Democrat states for sure. Virginia, it's already begun. The health commissioner there, Dr. Oliver, I think is his name, has said, yep, he's going to mandate it. Going to line you up like, you know, like prisoners in a concentration camp on the firing line to inject you against your will. And you don't have a right to say no. You don't have an exemption. And what's astonishing to me is how brainwashed the masses are on this. You overhear conversations of people in public and they're talking about, oh my God, we need the vaccine so bad so we can get back to work and get our economy going again. We need the vaccine. Oh, please give us the vaccine. And they're just brainwashed. Like a bunch of little crybabies crying for mommy to give them a vaccine. No, all you need is zinc and quercetin, you know, vitamin D. Take care of yourself. Stop eating a bunch of junk foods. Stop taking those immunosuppressive antidepressant medications. It's not hard to beat the coronavirus now. I mean, earlier it was. Granted, I mean, I warned about it. It was very deadly in April. It was killing about 1 out of 10 people that it infected in Italy. But then that number began to just steadily drop to the point where now it's under 1 in 100 people. It's more like 1 in 1,000 or something like that in America now because of viral adaptation, of course. So it's not even very dangerous. And all this testing that just says, oh, all these people tested positive, they carry it. It's meaningless, medically meaningless. They're not symptomatic. They don't require hospitalization. They're not sick. Just carrying the virus is not a case. It's all a giant scam at this point. This thing is over. We can beat it easily with nutrition. But they want you to be afraid so that you line up for the vaccine. Why? Why are they doing this? What's the reason? Why would they be so desperate to inject everybody with vaccines? To force people to be injected because they want to kill you. Now, I know I've been saying this for quite some time. And I know that more and more people are finally coming around to this, but probably the first time you heard this, you dismissed it. You thought, nah, that's crazy. There goes Adams again, just thinking that the vaccine industry is trying to mass murder everybody. It sounded a little crazy at first, right? Now, you see the death rate has plummeted to almost zero. You see the cover-ups against hydroxychloroquine to make sure people stay as sick as possible, even though there aren't that many getting sick. You see the mass propaganda for vaccines. And now you're hearing about the mandatory vaccine policies. Mandatory. In America, this isn't supposed to be communist China, right? This is America. You're supposed to have medical choice. The American Medical Association says informed consent is a basic principle of Western medicine. And yet, they're going to line people up and force them to take the vaccine. Why? Because they want to kill you. Now, suddenly, it's making sense, isn't it? A lot of people who were very skeptical of that at first are now coming around and saying, guess what? Adams was right. They do want to just kill us all. I mean, in New Zealand, they're locking people up in concentration camps where there's no escape. And the prime minister there, whatever her name is, Jacinto something, she says, there's no escape for you until you agree to be tested. You can't leave ever. It's like a Genesis home by the sea. You're never leaving. You know, you're trapped. That's New Zealand. And in Australia, similar thing, lockdown in Melbourne. You're a prisoner of the state, and they can do with you whatever they want because they took your guns away 15 years ago or whatever that was with a false flag shooting in Australia, got everybody to give up their guns. Oh, so the government has absolute power now, total monopoly power over the citizens. And then when they roll out a death injection, basically a euthanasia shot, there's nothing you can do because you gave up your guns. Kind of an important lesson there, isn't it? And in Virginia now, they're saying mandatory vaccines just months after they tried to take away everybody's guns for good. They tried to abolish the Second Amendment in Virginia. Fortunately, enough patriots stood up and said, hell no, no. Patriots were saying, we'll go to war with you, Governor Northam. We'll go to war against the government of Virginia if we have to, because we're not giving up our liberties, our human rights. And, you know, God bless those patriots who stood up and said that. But your war is not over, not even close. Because your government is the enemy. The government of Virginia is the enemy of the people of Virginia. The government is treason. The government there is made of criminals who all should be arrested, prosecuted, every last one of them. And, you know, instead of lining up innocent citizens against a wall to be forcibly injected with vaccines against their will, you know what? You know who should be lined up against a wall? Take a guess. And it seems maybe that day might be coming. We'll see. But any government that forces you or tries to force you to be injected with an experimental toxic substance that might kill you, that government is your enemy. They are the treasonous traitors. They are the murderers. And they must be stopped, whether they're in Virginia or California or New Zealand. They must be stopped. So be prepared, fellow citizens, fellow humanitarians. Be prepared. You are going to have to fight for your survival. You're going to have to fight against tyrannical, authoritarian, medical police state regimes that think they own your body and they can order you to do whatever they want. You are going to have to fight. And I don't mean just with words. You're going to have to stand up and fight for your life. That day is coming very soon, maybe sooner for Virginians and also soon for the people of Australia and New Zealand. If you don't fight, you will die. They will put you in concentration camps and they will mass murder you. And it has already begun in New Zealand. It's here. These are not theories. This is history unfolding day by day. You want to stay informed, read my website, naturalnews.com, and you can hear more of my podcasts at brighteon.com. Thank you for listening.